Time to cross to the UK now and Ender Brady. Good morning, Ender.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, guys. Good to speak to you again.
Now, hundreds more arrested at climate change protests in London.
Yeah, so this is ongoing. Every single day this week, this group calling themselves Extinction Rebellion, they do seem to have quite a bit of support, or certainly a good number of supporters prepared to go and cause problems at key strategic locations around London, like Marble Arch, Oxford Circus, Waterloo Bridge, Westminster. Today, would you believe, a number of them glued themselves to public transport. So we had the bizarre sight of a train in Canary Wharf with people on the roof of it, super glued. And then four people turned up outside Jeremy Corbyn's house in North London and chaining themselves to a fence out the front of Corbyn's place. He is the leader of the opposition, and their message was simple. They want him to start taking climate change seriously. Huge disruption. More than 300 people have been arrested this week. And I spoke to one of the leaders the other day live on air, and he told me that they're going to keep this going for 2 weeks. A lot of Londoners, whatever anyone's view of climate change and the environment, a lot of Londoners very, very annoyed.
Super glued to a bus. That's a new one for me. Now, the other big story you've got for us today is Nigel Farage is back with a new political party.
Calling themselves the Brexit Party because we are heading into May. There are European elections in May. And we've got quite a farcical situation where, really, Britain is meant to be leaving the European Union. And yet, as it stands right now, Britain will be contesting European parliamentary elections to return members of the European Parliament, MEPs. Nigel Farage has very hastily got a new party together, the Brexit Party, and he's hoping that all those people who wanted Brexit to have happened by now will get behind it and support him. But ultimately, you know, you will be electing politicians to a parliament where if Farage and everyone else in favour of Brexit get their way, they will never actually take their seats. So it's all a bit bizarre.
It is never a dull moment. Ender, thank you very much. Will we talk to you again tomorrow morning?
100%. I hope so. Yeah,
fantastic.
God willing.
All right. We'll talk to you then, Ender. Thank you.